East Coast Breakfast.
Darren Moore and Buhle Tlatshwayo have been nominated in the Telkom Radio Awards. Congratulations.
Clock it.
At your work, we are asking this morning, what award should you be nominated for in your office? Let us know. Send us a voice note, 061-792-9495.
Because it is time for awards now, right?
Like, yes, in the year
and all those things. Can I give Common Radio? Common Ready should be nominated for being the office lawyer of the year. Yes.
I'll take
like, Common is the no, she didn't.
Human rights lawyer. I'll protect you.
I
will protect you.
Common, please send an email to. That's Common. Yes. Can I also give another one?
Yes.
Dion G. Yeah.
Yes.
Should be nominated for the most lives on social media. So live on TikTok while
he's always live everywhere at the same time.
Like, you watch him
suck
at 9:30 if it's Dion is live.
Most lives.
Most lives.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why it's called live with
best
Dion G.
Filters.
Best filters.
On the social, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's always using filters on TikTok.
Yeah.
I thought I was bad. He's worse than me.
He loves a filter.
Unreal. Yeah. We've got Vier van der Merwe, who's our producer. He gets many awards, I think. Office Laminator of the Year Award.
Yes.
Office Doctor. And when I say Office Doctor, I mean he fixes our laptops. Everything that goes
office
wrong.
Engineer.
Yes.
Office engineer.
There you go.
We call him the doctor, though.
The doctor.
Because he operates. But he literally can fix anything. If my laptop dies, he fixes it.
Yeah.
He can fix anything. And he does. And he's also the Microsoft Excel user of the year.
Right.
He knows everything that on the laptop. Everything.
Quite right.
And the paint.
I think Sky. What do you nominate Sky for?
Oh, I think that one's very easy.
Yeah? Is that easy?
Yeah.
Well, Sky could be the great time saver. Saves a lot of time. It's never on time. Never on time, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's obviously saving time in other places.
So, like, why wouldn't you say, like, the most consistent?
So the most consistent latecomer of the year.
There you go. You get the consistent.
No, we don't need the latecomer, just the most consistent.
I'm second behind, but that is why we're asking this morning.
It's a great question.
At your work, what award should you be nominated for? Let us know. Send us a voice note, 061-792-9495.
Hello there, morning East Coast Radio. This is Kevin.
Yeah, how's Kevin?
Well, I think I should be nominated for the most disliked worker.
Oh.
Thank you.
Kevin! Guys,
Kevin.
Somebody sees Kevin in the halls. Let's give him a hug.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. This is Crystal. The award that I should be nominated for in my company is the Pick Me Up Award. Oh. I always see the glass half full. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic and I'm a good motivator for my colleagues as per their feedback. Have an awesome day, guys.
Good morning, East Coast. This is Avino. I'd like to get the award for hiding from my boss because good employees are hard to find.
Avino, I love that.
The hide and seek reward.
Showcase. Yeah, that's what we would call it. So Nombulelo on Facebook says, my award would be the type that minds their own business.
The drinking water award.
Mm-hmm. And then Mirashni says, more sarcastic.
Okay.
You can have it.
Yeah. Let's say good morning to V from Overport. V, at your work, what award would you be nominated for?
Okay, guys. I think you got guys' nomination slightly wrong here.
Okay.
Why?
I would definitely nominate him for the worst sports predictor of the year 2025.
What?
This man has made me lose more money than I've even earned this year.
Oh, the worst predictor.
V, you only have yourself to blame with that one. I don't.
No, no. I think it's because I'm an LFC supporter.
Yeah.
Rivals, I guess.
Yeah. No, yeah. You know what?
You
know,
call that award.
No, it would be no. I would call
most
it the
most annoying supporters in the world. Liverpool supporters. No, joking.
V, I would call it the Rassie Erasmus Award because I confuse the enemy.
Mm.
So I always take one for the team. So like, remember I said the box will lose the World Cup.
I've been taking the one for the team, Sky. It's been me. It's not you.
Okay, listen.
I think she doesn't like it, the Rusty Rustman. I think it's the Rusty Masani Award.
V, now you're going to have to stop listening to Sky for your score predictions.
Yeah,
you do know that.
None of us listen to him.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Give me one more chance, V. Next time we do a prediction on Friday, V, when I do the predictions with Darren Moore and Carmen Reddy for the Springboks, I am going to call you. You can give me my prediction, okay?
Okay.
Perfection.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, V. V gets the V's going to get the award for correcting Sky's predictions.
Yes.
The predictor corrector.
Yes.
Well done, V. Hey, what award should you be nominated for? Let us know. 061-792-9495.
Hey guys, it's Brandon from Morningside, your e-hailing driver.
Oh, Brandon.
I should be nominated for being the best driver in the country.
Wow.
I have completed more than 34,000 registered trips. I have top driver status on my one app. Yes. Yeah, guys, I should be nominated for being the best driver in the country.
All right, the Vusi Musi Award goes to Brandon.
Jeez, okay.
I nominate you, Brandon.
Oh, we're going to look for you, bruh. So Irene on Facebook says, I should be nominated for Miss Does Not Finish Her Lunch by 8.30 a.m. No, this is a thing, guys.
Does not finish her lunch? Why are you having lunch at 8.30 a.m.?
Because that's what happens in corporate, bro, like offices, like people chow in the morning.
Yeah.
And by the time it's
lunchtime, then you don't have lunch.
Then you don't have lunch. No. Yes.
Lunch is finished by 8:30.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you can have that one, Irene.
Mish says, the person always says they're busy, but you see them walking and talking the entire day around the office.
We know those people. Let's say good morning to Katie from Hilton. Katie, what award should you be nominated for?
So I think I should be nominated for the longest voice note sender in the country.
No. Okay, so Stacey.
What's your record?
Stacey Norman has that in our
Over
lives.
Over an hour.
Hang on.
That's a podcast.
Whoa. Katie, do you pause halfway through and just put an advert?
No.
What do you talk about for so long?
The thing is like... You know, I'm going on and on and on, and I feel like it's only been 5 minutes. And then I look down, I'm like, oh my word, oops.
Katie.
And it's been half an hour, over an hour.
No.
Katie, are you that person that goes, okay, hang on a second, I'm talking so long, I've forgotten why I even started this, and then you continue recording anyway, and then you just go?
No, I just ramble. That's the problem. Sometimes I carry on about the same thing over and over again.
Katie, I think maybe you should post these WhatsApps. I think you should actually monetize your WhatsApps. Let's get your podcast.
Post a podcast, yeah. Thank you, Katie.
All right, so the podcast WhatsApp goes to you, Katie.
Well done, Katie.
Pindi from Pietermaritzburg, good morning. Tell us, what award should you be nominated for? Pindi?
Hi, Carmen, how are you?
Good, and you? Okay, tell us, what award should you be nominated for?
Definitely for leaving work on time. I don't waste time. I leave at 1600.
We have a contender for that one.
No one can compete with me.
Pindi.
Oh, Pindi, we're going to have a head-to-head
with that one. That's
Pindi, we would call that award the Carmen Reddy Award. It would float every single year and probably won by Carmen more than others.
You know, you're the best, Carmen, that I can tell you.
Why are we wasting time at work, right?
Sorry? Yeah.
Why are we wasting time at work? It's time to go home.
I mean, I tell you, you shouldn't. Just do your work from 8 to 4 so that you can leave.
Go home.
Go home.
I love it.
Yeah, don't get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, Pindi, you and Carmen, you cut from the same cloth. There you go. They leave on time, every time, exactly on time award is shared by Pindi from Pietermaritzburg and Carmen Reddy. There you go.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.